Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hello, welcome to French Pod's Extra Show.
Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? I'm Chrisella.
And I'm Erica, and today we're going to do a song that's pretty famous in France.
Yeah, and by pretty famous, you mean like really famous.
Right.
Les uns contre les autres.
Okay, so this is from a musical, right?
Yeah, it's from the musical Starmania.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rock opera from 1978.
And it's almost like the maybe Cats or Jesus Christ Superstar of France, right?
Yeah, everyone knows it.
And all the songs have trickled into the culture. Everyone knows all the songs.
Absolutely. And like, you can't say you're French if you don't know what Starmania is.
Mm-hmm. And all French people would know this song, right?
Absolutely. There are three songs from this musical that are really famous.
Uh-huh.
And this is one of them.
Let's talk about the title.
Les uns contre les autres.
Now that literally means the ones against the others.
Yeah, but it's a play on words.
Uh-huh.
Because it can have both a negative and a positive meaning.
Okay. Because if it was contre, like we are against each other, but then also the other way, we're leaning up against each other maybe.
Yeah, like we're close to each other.
Uh-huh. And we see that based on the verb. So we have les uns et les autres. They're going to be coming up all throughout the song in different ways.
Yeah, you're going to hear it a lot.
It means the ones and the others, but it really just means everybody, right?
Yeah.
Everyone in the world. So, let's hear the first two lines. All right, so...
Meaning we,
all of us.
All of us as human beings.
So first, on what?
On dort les uns contre les autres.
So here, dormir, we sleep up against each other.
Yeah.
This, which creates just a sense of unity, right?
Yeah. And what? Also, on vit les uns avec les autres.
We live together, the ones with the others. Now she's going to continue saying what we do with each other, using the reflexive on se, meaning we verb each other, on se verb. Just to prepare you for the next part, there's going to be four of them.
Se caresse, se cajole. On se comprend, on se console.
Okay, we got four things.
So first we have on se caresse.
Okay, se caresser, to caress each other.
Yeah. On se cajole.
Now it's cajoler.
Means to cuddle.
And se cajoler.
To cuddle each other.
Okay.
On se comprend.
We understand each other.
On se console.
And we console each other. We caress, cuddle, understand, and console each other.
Yeah.
It presents kind of a nice picture of the world, right?
Yeah, it does. But then she says something else. That's what we're going to hear in the next three lines.
Yeah, so mais.
Mais au bout du compte.
Okay, so au bout du compte.
Yeah.
Means like after all is said and done.
At the end of the day.
At the end of all the accounting and tallying up of everything.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let's see what. So, au bout du compte, what?
On se rend compte.
To realize, come to the realization.
Yeah.
So, of what?
Qu'on est toujours tout seul au monde.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah.
That we're always all alone in this world.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, even though we do all these things, at the end we're just really all alone in the world.
Yeah, so... And also what's interesting about this phrase is au monde, to say in this world. We don't use it really often.
Okay.
And I think here it really adds drama to the way she says things. Usually we would say dans le monde or dans ce monde.
Uh-huh, like inside this world.
Yeah. But here because she says seul au monde, the meaning is stronger, really. Au monde here kind of goes with seul. It's used to emphasize that I have nothing, I have no one in this world, I'm really all alone.
Sad. It's really sad. We might have to pep it up a little bit.
Yes.
So you guys don't get depressed. Okay, the next part, let's hear the next two lines.
Les uns après les autres.
Now we go back to les uns, les autres. What's the first one?
On danse les uns avec les autres.
Okay, danser. Here they use avec, les uns avec les autres,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because we dance with each other.
Yeah, and maybe because this was written before there was that kind of dancing, where les uns contre les uns, right?
So. Maybe. My theory.
Yeah. Okay, what about the next one? What else? What else?
On court les uns après les autres.
Okay, so what's the verb?
Courir.
To run. So on court
les uns après les autres.
We kind of run after each other, right?
Yeah.
We all run after each other. We dance with each other. We run after each other. Now we go back to the on se structure. We got four more things we do to each other.
On se déteste.
So we hate each other.
On se déchire.
Déchirer.
Yeah, it's to rip apart.
Okay, so if you said se déchirer, it means to rip each other apart, right?
Yeah. But also, on se détruit.
Détruire, to destroy.
Yeah. On se désire.
Désirer. It's pretty obvious. To yeah, desire.
Desire.
So we hate each other. We rip each other apart. We destroy each other. And we desire each other.
Yep.
Now this whole part, it seems almost like in the beginning they said nice things that we do. And then the second part, we learned the bad things. From a foreigner's perspective, to us that seems really like the bad things we do to each other.
But from a French point of view, they're not really bad things.
Okay.
To hate each other, to rip each other apart, to destroy each other. It's kind of part of a relationship because it's part of the whole love-hate relationship we kind of like and are used to. So fighting and hating each other at times, it's not always a bad thing.
Actually, if you were to take those four and compare them with the four from before, you have on se caresse, on se déteste, on se cajole, on se déchire. We understand each other, we destroy each other, we console each other, we desire each other.
Yeah.
And it's all just part of the relationship.
Absolutely, so...
That was a great cultural insight, Christella.
You're welcome. So if you go to France and have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you're always fighting with them, it's okay. They love you.
Right, yeah. You can expect this, I could say, from experience. And it's important to know those things, though, because it is cultural differences. And it's not,
it's not a bad thing.
Right. So she says again after she, you know, but at the end of the day, mais au bout du compte, let's listen to that part again. Now, that's kind of the end of the song. They repeat stuff they said before.
Yeah.
The character in the musical must be really having a hard time to have be so despaired, huh?
Yeah, she is really sad. Her name is Marie-Jeanne.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in love with someone who cannot love her back. So she's disappointed. And also she's disgusted with society. Mm-hmm. And so... With this song, she expresses her feelings and her fatalism.
We're going to listen to that last part again as we exit the podcast.
So yeah, make sure you come to the website, frenchpop.com.
There's all kinds of interesting things there, including often a discussion about the song. If you have any opinions or want to talk about it, we have a discussion board. So here's those last lines again, and we'll see you next week. Au revoir.
Au revoir.